she'd just have to tell him that she didn't want to marry. I'll have to turn you down. You'll have to get somebody else. I don't want to marry. But it may work either way, you see. The boy or the girl might not want to marry.
Well, say if they do get married, you know, the man who stands up with the groom at the wedding, what is he? What do you call him? He's the
bride and the groom.
And the man who stands up with the groom, he's the
preacher.
Is there another one called the best man or something like that?
No.
Around these parts, did y'all ever have any kind of, you know, after a wedding, if the couple's not going off anywhere on a honeymoon, a lot of people would just follow them back to the house and kind of, you know.
Initiate them.
Right. You say you're having a. What would go on in one of those? Have you ever been in on one of them?
No, but I've heard a lot about them. They tend to take you and ride you on a pole, carry you on a pole, or put you in a barrel, or they ain't no telling what they might do to you, you know, just how.
Terrible thing to do at somebody's wedding.
Yeah, and they initiate you, you see, just let you go through rough things. And there's just many of them, the old pirates, ain't nothing to do about it, just take it as you go fighting around. Yeah, initiate you. That's what it's all about.
Did people ever call that a chivalry or serenade?
Yeah, they've called it chivalry. Yeah. May I tell you a little something what
sure.
I saw at the store the other day? I saw a little slim man, and he had something in his arm, and I thought it was bird feed. I was standing way over, you know. And I walked up to him. I said, "What kind of bird? What's that bird feed you got in your arm?" He says, "No," said, "that's rice." Rice? Yeah, I've seen it on the site. Got the name of it. And the little boy had two big 5-pound bags he had. He had 6 or 7 of them. And then he told me what he's going to do with that rice. He was going to Nisha at a wedding.
Oh.
That's right. And he's going. I told him, I said, good as I love rice, and then him throw all that rice away.
Just throw it all over.
Yeah. Wasted. But that was a sight. Now look at that man stand there with all that much rice to just throw away.
That's a mess.
Yeah, it's too bad for wasting like that. I've got to get rock or something like that, small rock, and I wouldn't waste.
You know, if young people get together and they have some music and the couples get out on the floor and move about, you say they're having a
frolic. Dance. A waltzing. It's going to be called many names, you know. Be waltzing.
Did you ever do that much?
No, but I saw people do it, and my mother told me a lot about waltzing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's real nice. It's real nice at that time to have music and waltz.
Right.
Yeah. But now, and then they come into frolicking, and then they come into mean things. In other words, too much whiskey involved, and that messes up the whole deal. So I don't condemn nobody for frolicking, going to have a nice time like that, and enjoying life. But I wouldn't want to entice them to go to these places where there's whiskey.
Yes.
No. I believe in half pastimes. I really ought to do it, but not in the wrong way.
Nice. Ask you about this expression. Say if it's 3 o'clock, the children get out of school. You say at 3 o'clock school